The 19. Mr. Reshar, could you lead us in the pledge?
Pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Roll call, please.
Councilmember Daigle?
Here.
Councilmember Bourgeois?
Here.
Councilmember Richard?
Here.
Councilmember Andre?
Here.
Councilmember Niesler?
Here.
Attorney Acosta?
Here.
Mayor Rose?
Here. I don't have any recognitions or commendations. Approval minutes for regular meeting July 8th, 2019. All the minutes are in the package. I don't know of any changes. Everyone over them, y'all? Anybody have any questions, comments? All right, moved by Ms. Bourgeois, second by Mr. Richard. Any comment from the audience? Comment from the council? All in favor?
Aye.
All opposed? Ayes have it. Committee reports. Public Works Committee. I'll read the Public Works update. Total rainfall for July, we had 5 rain events for 7.7 inches. Hurricane Barry produced 6.5 over a 3-day span. We distributed 500 sandbags from the maintenance barn. Thanks for help from the parish. No drainage issues reported or observed. 2 skate alarms at the Live Oak lift station due to loss of prime. 0 out of compliance tests at the sewer treatment facility. We graded and cleared approximately 400 feet of ditch and 425 feet of culvert between Archie Lejeune and Hebert Streets. That ditch runs east from Anita Street. Hopefully that will help. They removed a small beaver dam on the Tonton. No personnel incidents or injuries. The public roadside debris pickup is scheduled for August the 12th. That's this week. They were out and about today. I know that for a fact. Extra monthly pickup is scheduled for August the 30th. I'll just add to that instead of going in my mayor's report. I talked to Brian Willis with Pelican today. He's going to get back with me on Tuesday next week about a bid for the extra pickup. So we'll know something from him next week. I'll probably just email it to everybody, and we'll go from there and meet at the next meeting. Let's see what else. The week of the 26th, we're going to dig the ditch on Venzul behind Mancuso and behind the south end of Venzul. We're going to dig that ditch to grade back there the week of the 26th. And the drainage information that Roy requested on Eileen Street as far as culvert size and follow the ditches and on the BZ ditch, we got all that information to Roy this week. So just a little update on the information. Roy has that information. He's going to start compiling reports. One other thing on the public works, this is kind of my mayor's report. Shane and I rode around today, and last week, we found 5 streets that need to be overlaid. And some patchwork, so we'll get those streets compiled together, and we'll talk about it at our next meeting. Yeah, we rode around, looked at the oldest ones, and we're gonna prepare that list, and then if anybody has any other ones, we can go take another look at. We'll get Roy to take a look at them once we come up with that list.
Yeah, Roy gets that drainage info.
Yeah, we'll do that. So, but he does have that information. That's kind of what he was waiting on. He had some previous information, but Shane got it all to him this week. On that corner where it turns?
Right there where Tom lives in that shop.
I thought they fixed that. Did they fix that, Tom?
Did they fix
it? It was sloughing off.
Yes, sir.
It's still sloughing off on that corner?
Yes.
Okay. I thought we had fixed that, but we'll look into it.
Hey, Mayor, which ditch on Vesuvius going to be? Right behind Kurt's house?
Yes.
Or further back?
Right behind Kurt's house. It runs back toward
Anita.
Mm-hmm.
Where's the water going to go from there?
When it gets to that corner, it turns left and it goes across under the power lines.
No, sir.
There's a culvert right there, Needle Street, where that ditch runs into and crosses the Needle Street. And when it goes down for that other ditch that runs, that I say, that is dammed, then it comes through our property into our yard and everything.
I know what you're talking about, but I'm almost positive that turns and goes back the other direction. I'll get with Shane and we'll talk about it, but the ditch we're talking about...
You'd have to close that culvert down.
Yeah, the ditch we're talking about is the one that runs directly behind Kurt's house. We're just going to dig it to grade to where it drains properly.
But that's the problem that's been all the time. You start there, and the ditch needs to be dug. But where it's going to run to, you don't have the other ditches dug.
Well, we started on the side between Archie Lejeune and Hebert. We dug that ditch out, and that one's cleaned out. And we're going to clean out on the other side behind Kurt's house. We're going to clean out in front of their house, and we're going to gradually work our way around. We can't do it all at once.
I know. What I'm saying, all what you're doing now, and even Hebert's one, is coming in on us. It's not going where you say it's going to go.
Where is it?
Any way you could leave... eliminate that if you would stop that jar that crosses over.
Yeah, well, that's not a decision I'm going to make. That's the decision an engineer is going to make.
I know, but what y'all doing, y'all clearing one property, which is good, but you call it a bigger property.
But which way does the ditch flow now?
The ditch flows back to Anita.
So we just digging it to grade in the direction that it's going.
That's correct.
And the other one flows that way, like on the other side.
They all
so we're not changing the direction of flow of the ditch.
Nope, not at all.
We're digging it to grade, which is originally dug to the bottom of the culvert.
Yeah, we made after the last storm, we said we were going to dig our ditches to grade to make sure they're draining properly.
And if that's an issue, we're way across the road, just have Shane, we've got to give it all.
Yeah, and that's what we're
doing. Make a determination on what needs to happen.
On East Street, and it goes down Zanzula. All what y'all doing is, don't get me wrong, you're going to dig it, but you're going to cause more problems to the rest of us.
Can't come up there.
Because you're not digging the grade from that ditch to the high line. You're not touching it.
We'll look at it and see where it goes, and if we'll get Roy out there. No, I mean, we're not going to dig till the 26th. It's not, we hadn't started yet. So we'll look and see. We'll get Roy out there and tell us if we can dig that ditch without, or we might do the whole thing and get all that ditch dug out all the way across. So
I don't know why the people before y'all designed that, but it all passes. Instead of flowing west like it's supposed to, they got to flow east.
Yeah, I agree. Yep.
And then the water from Front Brunage is flowing west. And it meets at Zanzula.
Oh yeah, no doubt.
At 531
Zanzula. All right, well, I'll look into that before we dig that ditch and let you know.
Okay.
Yep. Anything else in the public works?
One comment, Mayor. Whenever you meet with Brian on Pelican, are you going to engage just an open platform? Meaning, are you going to get quotes on just a bulk pickup period?
Or one additional pickup per month?
Stipulations similar to what Republic had. Because Republic was like anything that they can handle with a two-man load. They're not bringing a big crane. And so are you going to open it up and get bids for both?
I'd like to.
Yeah.
I'd like to get them to just pick up everything in town.
Me too.
Yep. Take a listen. What you got happening? How much it costs for that? And what to happen? And what it costs?
Roger that, yes.
What I sent you guys today was the trucks that come into town can handle 10 tons. So Republic's trucks can hold 10 tons, and if you notice on that report, they're not picking up maybe 3.5-4 average. So either they're running out of time and leaving for the one day, or they're just not going down streets and picking
up. Well, I noticed on that scale ticket, if you look at the time in and the time out, they're identical.
But I
I'm going to make the assumption and presume that the scale ticket is not forged, right?
Yeah. Some of it, though, is bulk. That's not paid. In other words, if they're picking up like mattresses and stuff like that, you may have a bulky load that won't be
Equipment
light.
Yeah. So, to answer your question, we're going to get down to detail. We never did that with Carla, mainly because it was month to month, and we could turn around month to month. It wasn't like a big contract we could sign. So, but anyway, to answer your question about the ticket, I didn't dig into the date of the ticket or timestamp.
They stay at the same time. In and out is the same at that time. That's what it looks like.
Yeah. Well, I mean, they dump really quick.
Right. I mean, I'm not making excuses now, but my point is a full truck has got to go be empty regardless
right.
of
right.
how much it
yep.
works.
Yep.
Some things take up more space than others.
Yeah. All right. Anything else on the public works? All right. Planning and zoning. Consider reappointment of Commissioner Sonia. That's a lifetime appointment, right?
Is he here?
He's not here.
I make the move. We appoint him.
Got a motion by Mr. Andre and a second by Ms. Bourgeois. Any comments from the audience? Comments from the council? All in favor?
Aye.
All opposed? Thank you, Mr. Sonia. Finance Committee, we have budget to actual in your packages. It's still early in the budget year. We're spending a little bit of money, but nothing crazy. Any questions on that? Recreation, consider cooperative endeavor agreement with West Baton Rouge Schools. This is what we do every year so we can give our that line item for equipment for all the sports and band and everything is $22,300. A copy of the cooperative endeavor is in your packet. So anybody have any questions on that? We do this every year.
No.
Do I have a motion to
move?
Move by Mr. Niesler, second by Mr. Richard. Any comments from the audience? Any comments from the council? All in favor?
Aye.
All opposed?
On that real quick. Better submit to the list?
Yes.
Did we get that in?
Yes. Yes. I think I emailed all y'all.
Thank y'all for that.
Yeah, he just to let you know how it breaks down, his funny because he knows on tax day is when I told him I want it. So he gets it to me somewhere around April 15th. Oh, yeah, I forward it to everybody. So every year around April 15th, we get it because he knows budget time's coming.
Well, he took over that duty one year after we request three times.
And then
we
got
it corrected and never sent it, so he didn't give any money.
Yep.
I
only have one time.
I took over that tax and we get it every year with pictures.
Clockwork, quick learners.
All right, so we had no opposition there, right?
Yeah.
All right, good. Thank you to school. Thank you, and I thank you. I think that's a fantastic thing we do for our school.
Yeah, I do too.
Personnel committee, I'm not aware of anything. Police committee, considering hiring a new full-time police officer. Chief?
All right. We'd gone through about 20 applications. That maybe two of them. That was decent. Mr. Ron Tetzel, he was by far the best candidate we had. He's retired military, National Guard. How long has he been there, Ron? About 20 years, at least?
25 years.
25 years military, post-certified, West Baton Rouge Sheriff's Office 2016, and he's been doing some work at Department of Corrections. He's a great guy. We're going to try him out part-time for right now, if we could, $15 an hour. Good drug screen, post, background checks, perfect.
So it's going to be part time.
It's just full time.
Yeah.
We were still trying to figure out. We didn't get an answer back to Blaine in time, so it was easier just to, like he said, just to put something on the agenda instead of being too late to add it.
What's his name again?
Ronald Tetzel.
Spell what?
T-E-T-Z-E-L.
Starting.
$15 an hour and part time.
$15 an hour today.
And part time?
Yes. Can we do it part time since it's full time? Or
we can do that, huh? We'll just change the motion, right, Tom?
Yeah.
All right. Do we have a motion to consider Mr. Ron Tetzel as a new part time police officer at $15 an hour? Motion by Mr. Richard, second by Mr. Daigle. Any comments from the audience? Any comments from the council? We need roll call vote, Tom, though.
Yes.
Roll call. All right, roll call vote.
Councilmember Bourgeois?
Yes.
Councilmember Richard?
Yes.
Councilmember Andre?
Yes.
Councilmember Niesler?
Yes.
Councilmember Daigle?
Yes.
All right, welcome aboard.
Appreciate it. We still we have about three part-time positions that's open right now and one full-time. So if Ron works out good, we'll see y'all back next month and moving part-time more than life. I mean, full-time. So just trying to get some part-time people. Just, I guess nobody has a lot of spare time to do that stuff anymore.
Yeah.
But thank y'all.
All right, Chief. Hey, look, we got body cameras.
Oh, Lord.
I know about every 2-3 months I remind everybody that body cameras are very vital to our department.
Yeah.
And if we're not going to use them, get rid of them.
Oh, yeah.
But make sure they're on when you got them on.
We just ordered some more of them.
Yeah.
That's a problem.
I'm not going to tell you how to run a department, but, boy, that sure helps out when you got
them
on.
It really does. Definitely does.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you, bud.
All right, Governmental Affairs Committee, Ms. Boudreau.
Okay. There's a picture in my phone. This is 407 Wynn Street. The picture on the left shows the house that was laid for demolition. All the sun cats back down. The air is doing all that. Our town wants exclusive air to be able to purchase it. So they updated it. It's just about ready for occupancy. So it's on the corner of Wynn and St. John. So we stand out of landmark heritage. So we make the motion that we award landmark heritage commission.
Okay, we got a motion by Ms. Boudreau.
Second.
Second by Mr. Andre. Any comment from the audience? Any comments from the council? All in favor?
Aye.
All opposed? Ayes have it. I like them. Yep, if they look like that, that's fantastic.
Got another one coming up that he moved right next door when y'all allow them to. Yeah. Get the property subdivided and move one from that. Awesome. Still, worked on.
All right, consideration of vetoed ordinances. I don't know of any. Hearing and final action. We had the bike ordinance to change bicycles in there, but we didn't advertise, so we'll have that on next month's meeting. Introduction of ordinances. We have any? Rusty, you were talking about that. That roads. We're not done yet. Okay, that's fine. Just let me know when you're ready.
Maybe
we can put it on there. That's good. Resolutions. Don't have any police department.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. The report for the Brule Police Department of July 2019. We had 18 alarms, 4 warrant arrests. We had 1 rape complaint, which was solved, adjudicated, and turned out to be false. 6 civil complaints, 8 miscellaneous complaints, 7 disturbances. We assisted other agencies 4 times, 41 vehicles towed for no insurance, 6 crash reports, 2 criminal damage to properties, which were the bike share bikes. I'm happy to tell y'all that 2 days after the crime cameras came up online, that these incidents occurred and they helped us solve them.
Right.
Where is that? We had 1 burglary, 4 unlocks, 9 traffic complaints, 3 firework complaints, 6 drug-related arrests in town, 2 thefts, a 4-wheeler, which was solved and the warrant's been issued, and the generator off of St. Francis, 1 DWI, 2 medical calls, 3 public assists, 5 suspicious persons, 1 natural death, 2 harassments, 1 fire, for a total of 137 complaints, 205 citations, and 292 violations.
Where was the fire?
It was a minor.
Oh, it wasn't a house fire?
No, ma'am. No, it was, I believe, just smoke inside the home, and they didn't find any source of ignition. Yeah. Thank you.
Thank you.
Mayor's report, I went over most everything. One last thing we did, you guys probably saw us meeting, Anatole Vincent, Drew Macy, and Warren Lejeune, and Shane, Ms. Joanne, and myself formed a committee to work on the piece of property that we have. We had a little powwow today, so we're going to meet before every regular meeting, and hopefully we'll have something prepared to give to the council to start taking a look at. So, other than that...
Yeah.
The well's capped on the property, so... The marks are perfect.
East Main, the property.
Yes, sir. At the River Road. Marks of personal privilege. Anybody have anything?
Just wanted to say the household hazardous waste is September 28th, Alexander Park, from 8 a.m. to 12 p.m. and handouts tell you what can be dropped off. So I want to put that on next month's agenda.
They do tires there?
No.
Yeah,
no.
They don't
just
do tires?
When they say how many, you can only run a certain
amount. Tires five without rims.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Yes, sir.
Stripes on the street paint. Especially on these streets, the street's narrow. And y'all need to take up on them kids driving in four wheels late in the afternoon. That's the time they were out there on the weekend.
We'll look at putting those stripes in on the streets as we do overlays, yeah. Yeah, we'll see about doing that. Or she had something?
Yeah, just one note for our staff under Shane, you know, at this heat index. We've been putting out a lot of notices at the plant. And looking at 110, 112, and those guys can get dehydrated quite fast outside.
Mm-hmm.
Make sure they stay hydrated.
Yeah.
Have access to water on the machines they're on or near. I'm assuming all that's in place.
Yes, sir. I texted.
Cracking open the manhole.
Yep. I texted him this morning, and he said he had it all under control when they were all taken care of. So, yeah, that's a huge issue. By the way, the manhole stuff is complete. All the interior of the manholes that we did, will be four or five of them. All the coating of the manholes is complete. So.
Yep.
Not supposed to be on the street, right, Chief?
No time. No.
Unless they're street legal, right?
St. John's Farm is really the only way you can drive. You can drive so many miles you farm. On the shoulder.
A lot of people might be affected
in
that.
Yeah.
That's a problem everywhere. As I know Addis has a big problem with it. Fort Allen has some problems.
Get some people with tickets, make some of that. Got about five, when something.
Okay. Yeah, they don't. Yeah.
What'll stop it is if you have to.
Uh oh.
Two of them? We can go on first and see them again
and
pick it up.
Alright, any announcements? Anybody else have anything? Any announcements? No? Yep.
I don't get to make it as much as I'd like to.
Uh-huh.
But I want to thank this job of
we appreciate it. We got a good group.
Thank you.
And with that, I'll take a motion to adjourn.
I move.
Moved by Mr. Daigle, second by Mr. Richard. All in favor? All opposed? Ayes have it.